This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
So Gonzaga's got Florida State coming up tonight in the Sweet 16. I've got Gonzaga getting to the Final Four. I think this is a really talented Gonzaga team, but they've had a little bit of a rough patch here. I don't think many people thought UNC Greensboro would give Gonzaga the game that they did, but they really, really pushed them, and Gonzaga getting a good win over Ohio State heading into the Sweet 16, but Florida State's going to pose some problems tonight for the Zags. We go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, where we get to talk to Peter Woodburn from Slipper. The Slipper Still Fits, SBNation.com's great site covering the Zags. Peter, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for the time today. So in terms of this season, 30-4 in the regular season, another easy win in the West Coast Conference tournament here in Las Vegas where they blew out BYU. Has this year just been par for the course for Gonzaga?
Yeah, I mean, I think this might be the new par for the course for Gonzaga. I don't think anyone going in was really expecting this few of losses. I was kind of pegging them to maybe lose 7 games. I thought they'd have a little bit more issues in the conference just based off of the players that they lost from last year and just trying to kind of jumpstart the team from that national championship appearance. And this team just gelled way quicker than I thought they would. They gelled way better than I thought they would. And some of the players that I thought would maybe need a little bit more time to establish themselves, like Zach Norvell and Rui Hachimura, you know, they've blown up in the NCAA tournament. So that's why we're seeing the Zags in their fourth consecutive Sweet 16 this year.
Gonzaga is a very unique program right now because they're in the West Coast Conference and they don't have much competition. Yeah, St. Mary's is there, but that's really it for them. There's been a large cry given what we've seen with at-large bids and what we've seen for seedings and whatnot. We saw the Missouri Valley lose Creighton and Wichita State to the Big East and to the American. How loud is the cry from Gonzaga fans for the program to move to the Mountain West?
I mean, I think that the cry to move just out of the WCC is enormous. And the talks that have been involved with the Mountain West that have kind of come out recently, I think those have been the most realistic talks that we've seen. I think there's a lot of Gonzaga fans that will just say, like, oh, well, why don't they, the Pac-12 should just invite them in. And that's never going to happen without a football program. And so the Mountain West is your real legitimate chance to move in. And, you know, Nevada is a great school. They're obviously in the Sweet 16. San Diego State, they made a run to make it into the tournament. And the Mountain West, even having a little bit of a down year this year, is still leaps and bounds better than the West Coast Conference. And so I think that, especially with this year, part of the reason that the Zags have the lower seeding, partly based was on their non-conference strength of schedule, but also it was a really down year on the WCC. They had, I think, 3 teams were sub-250 RPI. Pepperdine was one of the worst teams in the league, and just having to force to play 6 of those games is just going to drag down your numbers no matter what. And so I think that the advantages of Gonzaga moving are pretty apparent there. They've outgrown the WCC a long time ago, but within the past few years, they've just really outgrown the WCC. And I mean, it'd be sad to kind of see it go. That's, you know, got to give the WCC props. They're the ones that kind of help cultivate it to allow the Zags to get to where they are. But eventually, if you want to improve as a program and you want to be consistently where they are at right now, I think that they need a change of conference.
You know, Peter, I covered the Valley for a bunch of years, and when the top 2 programs left the Valley has a team in the Sweet 16 this year in Loyola Chicago. So that conference didn't go away, but it's just a one-bid league. The West Coast Conference, if they were to lose Gonzaga, obviously that's a massive loss for them, but the conference would still continue. It seems, however, that there is going to be a big divide between the multi-bid leagues and the one-bid leagues very soon, if not already happening here in college basketball. Is Mark Few on the record right now, the coach of Gonzaga, about concerns that the conference may ultimately weigh down Gonzaga? Not recruiting-wise, just in terms of schedule-wise. Look what happened to Wichita State. Last year they were a 10. This year they're a 4 because they moved to the American.
Yeah, you know, Mark Few, he's always a really humble guy. He very rarely says anything bad about anybody. But a couple years ago, he started to call out some of the other programs in the WCC, because those schools are getting money by virtue of the affiliation of the conference from Gonzaga being in the mm-hmm. tournament every year. And there really hasn't been any sort of noticeable improvement, not just even within their recruiting, but just in their facilities. I mean, you take St. Mary's as a prime example. This year they were in the top 25 all year. They're a team that's been on the rise. I mean, they didn't make the NCAA tournament, but they were one of the teams that could have made an argument to making it in. And they play in a very, very small gym. They were working on a capital campaign to try and improve the gym. It fell short, and so they just called it good. And so Mark Few has gone on the record within the media, and he's called out the other schools and just saying, there's nothing wrong with riding our coattails, but I think eventually, you can wear out that welcome, and I think that that's what we're seeing is happening.
So I would totally agree. Every time they win a game, that's another tournament share, which is $300,000 or whatever it is this year for mm-hmm. for the conference that gets split across every university, depending on the bylaws for the conferences, but most conferences break it up. So, yeah, it's a great point that everybody gets to sit there and go, say, go Gonzaga, and then they don't have to pay Mark Few's contract, or they don't have to pay for the facilities or anything else, the travel or whatnot that the Zags are going through here. In terms of this matchup tonight with Florida State, they are a different type of team. They're long. They're very, very athletic. Now, Gonzaga's deep. Their bench has played really well this year, especially in the NCAA tournament. But Florida State's a team that I think does pose a problem tonight for Gonzaga. How do you see this game going tonight?
Yeah, Florida State's a really interesting opponent. I think, Gonzaga has some great bench production, but Florida State is really a team that probably out of any of the remaining Sweet 16s, they get the most out of their bench. I think that they kind of run almost a 9-to-10 man rotation, and that allows them to just keep healthy legs on the court, and it allows them to play aggressive defense pretty much nonstop, constantly pressuring to try and get transition offense. I mean, they, out of all the teams remaining in the Sweet 16, I'm pretty sure Florida State runs the highest tempo, according to Ken Pomeroy's website, and so that's going to be an issue for Gonzaga. I think they are much more of a half-court offense, sort of half-court defense team. I mean, most basketball teams, that's what you're going to see. And Florida State's kind of the outlier. I think I'd be a lot more worried about this game if it was coming off a short rest, if this was an Elite Eight matchup or a second-round matchup like it was for Xavier. I'd be a little bit more worried. But I think having those days off in between, allowing the coaches to really just specifically prepare for Florida State, Gonzaga's shown that they're really good at that when they're preparing for a specific game. They did it last year against West Virginia. They had West Virginia in the Sweet 16, and they prepared perfectly for that press the entire game. And so I think that Gonzaga is going to be able to pull out a win because they're overall the more talented team. But Florida State is definitely going to be able to push. And Florida State definitely, if they keep it close, they have the tools to be able to pull off an upset here.
Peter, I'll get you out of here on this. Given the fact that Gonzaga is in this bracket now with Michigan, the one and the two have been knocked out. The highest seeded team left is Michigan with the three, Gonzaga with the four. But I think most Zag fans would feel like after last year's national championship game appearance, they've got more experience this deep into the tournament than Michigan does. Will fans be disappointed if they don't make it to San Antonio?
I think that's a tough one. I would say that, that so far, I think you might get some fans there's a lot of fans that are never actually satisfied. I mean, they think that they should just waltz into the national championship, et cetera, every year. But I think that, what Gonzaga's already done this year, their fourth consecutive Sweet 16, if they make it, into the Elite Eight, even if they fall short at the Elite Eight, I mean, I think that'll be three consecutive Elite Eights. They make it to the Final Four, that's two consecutive. But what this team has done, considering everything that they lost from this championship-level team last year and how far they've been able to push it, I think that the fans really should be satisfied. I mean, it's not, there's only 16 right. teams playing tomorrow and Friday, and that's a very short amount. And Gonzaga's been lucky to be able to watch basketball in the second week of the tournament in four straight
right.
years.
Right.
So I say just count your blessings and go with it.
Peter, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Peter Woodburn, SB Nation covering Gonzaga. We're back with PTO picks, my picks for the games tonight, next SB Nation Radio.